That's fine.
Every day at 8:30, we get you the news, weather, everything you have to do today in one place. Weather, it's looking real nice outside, still overcast, but we're looking at a high later in the day of right around 61, so get ready for that. A little out there. Rest of the week's looking fine. Tomorrow is a high of 58. Not going to get above 60, doesn't look like. Thursday and Friday, sun's peeking out, but still right around a high of 50 throughout the day. Keep your rain jackets nearby. I'm joined here by Tessa O'Day for the news. We're going to start off with the deadline for fall 2015. Division 3 student progress reports is April 24th. Division 3 students, make sure to be ready for that deadline. It's coming up on you. That is this Friday.
Are you looking for summer work at Hampshire? The Dean Students Office and the Housing Operation Office are looking for a summer office assistant. Go to the intranet to find out more.
The housing lottery for 2015 is starting tomorrow, April 22nd, with the four-person mods followed by five-person mods on the 23rd. And the 24th is six-person mods. Keep an eye out for that. Make sure you have all your paperwork filled out, contracts signed. It's important to do.
There is a chess club meeting on Thursday at the bridge at 8 o'clock. All skill levels are welcome.
If you need CEL1 credit, make sure to get your last minute credit in by volunteering in the kitchen for an exciting climate conference this weekend at Smith. That's the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. You can check your webmail for the specific offerings and who to contact.
There is a Enchanted Circle Theater performance at the Yiddish Book Center, a dramatic reading of Night by Elie Wiesel. Thursday, April 23rd at 3 p.m., student tickets $8 and general $12.
That sounds like a wonderful reading of the Holocaust Memorial book. Also, the Associate Dean and Director of Residence Life candidate for that, Joe DiMaria, is having a community meet and greet today, Tuesday the 21st, from 2 to 3 in the Dakin Living Room. Make sure to check that out.
And happening right now, there is a staff breakfast with the president and administrators for first years on this morning, this very morning, April 21st.
Make sure to go by and make Jay Lash's breakfast memorable. Spit in his food, you know, the usual. Give him a back massage while he's trying to give conversation to staff. He really appreciates it, and he asked us to announce that over the radio. Also, you can do the Denim Day patchmaking meeting workshop with Youth Empowerment Project. That is today at 3:30 in the FPH Faculty Lounge. Sounds like fun.
There is a Hillside Pizza Tasting at the Ruse Roadhouse today at 4 p.m.
Even more stuff for today. Is it some sort of holiday today? No. Tomorrow's Earth Day, I guess. So, in between holidays here on Tuesday. But there's Mindful Activism for Earth Engaged Mindfulness Dinner today. It is from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Spiritual Life Center, which is in Donut 5 of Greenwich.
Also, another event for today, we have Megan McGarry on ASL. Join the CBD as we learn all about the structure and grammar of AS, as well as discussing what it means to be a language.
There is evening research help in the library this week from the 20th through the 23rd, so you have a couple more days to check that out from 7 to 9. Through Thursday, the librarians will be at the info bar to help with your final papers, projects, and presentations, and you do not need to make an appointment.
It's Tuesday, and we all know that means Prescott Tavern Tuesdays for the Director's Film Series, hosted by the Prescott Tavern staff, with pizza and snacks included.
If you want to understand Title IX and legislation surrounding that, the campus police and processes that are enforced here on this campus, there will be a meeting discussing that tomorrow from 12 to 1:30 in the Merrill Living Room. Lunch is provided.
There is no CS Wednesday Lunch Talk tomorrow on April 22nd. They urge you to go to the Hampshire's Earth Day events instead, because tomorrow is Earth Day.
Wonderful. That is so nice of them to remind us. There's an open JSU meeting tomorrow. They do not urge you to go to Earth Day. Instead, they tell you to go to the Merrill Living Room at 5:30. Talk about the year's final Shabbats and the other exciting happenings in Jewish life here at Hampshire. All are welcome.
Speaking of more Earth Day events, there's a featured Earth Day event, the Regional Food System Strategies, with David Orr, Annie Kendall, and Margaret Christie, moderated by our own president, Jonathan Lash. That is at 4 p.m., FPH, the main lecture hall, and it's going to be great, I bet.
Yeah, he wanted us to let you guys know that he would also like a back massage during that presentation, so make sure to give him a tender love and rub during all sorts of presentations and interactions he's having with Hampshire staff, students, and faculty. There's a collective of students affected by ableism. They'll be meeting in the Dakin living room tomorrow from 6:30 till 8:30. This week's meeting will be about navigating Hampshire's accommodations system.
There is another Division III coming up by Lucy Hollier, To Be Seen and Heard, which is a music performance, and I'm pretty sure that's tomorrow night at 8 or 8:30.
And that features some great student artists, including Izzy Coffee Moore, Corey Blair, Kay Kipperman, Deja Renee Carr, Becky Mallon, Lena Abraham, and Lucy Hollier. So got a lot of friends in there. Make sure to check it out. I'm sure they'll put on a great show for you. Earth Day 2015. They're having a pancake breakfast. Yes, at the Ruse Roadhouse. It is featuring syrup from the Hampshire College Farm that is not sold in $20 vials that may only cover one pancake. Join Mixed Nuts and the Hampshire College Farm staff for that wonderful and delicious celebration of our beautiful planet. Long live Gaia.
There is a Div 2 and 3 workshop for making the leap between Div 2 and Div 3. The library can help you how to archive your Div 3 at Hampshire.
Oh, there's Yoga Shabbat. This Friday, 5:30. Yoga Shabbat was a hit last time, so they're doing it again. Come do some uplifting yoga with Zoe, then eat a delicious Shabbat dinner. Everybody is welcome. Bring your friends.
There is a Natural Science Friday talk on Friday, and this week, did you know that Hampshire has a tree walkway?
More information on the Natural Science Friday talk. It's on Friday from noon to 1. And they want you to, I guess, find the, well, yeah, they want you to find the tree walkway. It's between the outdoor tennis courts and the multi-sports center. Wasn't very hard to find, but the event is weather contingent. Yet somehow pizza will be provided, hopefully harvested naturally from the pizza trees on Hampshire's campus. The Integrative Health Fair holds music, food, activities, lots of fun, with student groups and programs from all over campus celebrating health integrating into your life in all shapes and forms. That is Friday at noon on the library lawn. Probably not weather contingent. They're just probably going to push through anything that comes their way because they're healthy.
Of course. There is a bystander intervention workshop from 12 to 1:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th, in the Merrill Living Room. Attend a bystander intervention workshop and learn all about how to be a bystander.
Or not be a bystander and instead step in when needed. Spring Jam is scheduled for April 25th. That is this Saturday. Hope you're ready for it, because Hampshire College isn't. Little preparation has been put in, but I'm sure it'll be fun. Got good bands coming through. Bouncy House, I think. Hope. I know there's no beer on campus. being sold publicly. But that is this Saturday, so prepare for that. Schedule your work week around that. We have a bike, or that's a card. I don't know what that is. Is that a computer? That's a computer There's a graphics card for sale. You can email FNR11 for more information. Also, Lost and Found. Found were glasses with the dark rose half frame. And Lost were cute, colorful little notebook with a peace sign on it. And whoever took my external hard drive, please give it back. And my MacBook charger. Appreciate it. Thanks. This is Morning's Edition. I'm Grant.
And I'm Tess.
Thank you, and please tune in next week or tomorrow.
Or right keep now, listening.
Keep
right
listening,
now.
Absolutely. Because right here, we have Back to the Future, which we'll start with Islands by Phil and his Glass Orchestra.